fantastic.
John Spencer and the Hitmakers, which is the band he kind of put together after recording his first solo album in 2018. We did have the chance to speak with him back then about it. But this album came out in 2022. This was called Spencer Gets It Lit. And then we heard the song Junk Man.
And I do want to say, if anyone wants more information about that interview or about that episode, you can always go to the website to look that up. It's at revrock.blogspot.com. We have articles, interviews, and more about the music we play and the bands we love on this show. So just wanted to do a little plug for the website there.
Thank you. And then before that, we heard a track from the first John Spencer solo album. Despite being a musician in different bands for over 20 years, 2018 was his first official solo album, and that was the Spencer Sings the Hits. And we heard the song Do the Trash Can, which also has quite a really humorous and excellent music video. And that was the little John Spencer set in this set of bands that played in Detroit this week.
And then it was a little bit saucy because we had a Triple X set before that.
We did. We heard three songs from the Los Angeles band X, who, as we mentioned, are on what is supposed to be their final tour, I believe.
We'll see if this is a final tour or if it's like a Kiss final tour, one way or the other. But, you know, if they decide to release some more music, I hope so, because they're...
Well, they are. New album's coming in August.
What?
Yeah, we already mentioned
it. Yeah, I know, we already mentioned it. That will be fantastic. Smoke and Fiction will be the title of it. But we didn't hear anything from that. We heard from three other great albums. We actually heard something from 1982's Under the Big Black Sun. We did do a little feature about it a few years back. We heard the track Come Back to Me with that great saxophone, ethereal feel to it. It's really good stuff.
We should mention, he may have seen this when we saw him in L Club, but when we saw X at L Club, but when they played this song, Come Back to Me, this week in Detroit, and anyone that knows X, Johnny Zoom also played, Billy Zoom, also
yeah.
plays saxophone. So he'll often get up because he sits to play now, and then he'll play saxophone. But as he does it, and I think he did this before, I think it's a thing he's always done, he takes his guitar pick, he licks it, sticks it on his forehead, and then plays the saxophone solo. And it looks kind of like his third eye.
It's really cool. It's a great sign of X being so many years in the game, but still being a fantastic live act. Really great stuff there from them. Then we heard something from their debut record back in 1980 from the legendary Los Angeles record. We heard Sugar Light. Then we heard something from what was their last record released back in 2020, the year that we had a chance to see them after many, many years apart from the original lineup. They reunited for a great tour and this great album titled Alphabet Land. We heard Water and Wine from that release. And yeah, that was it for our full set on the bands that played earlier this week, I should say, in Detroit. I mean, technically earlier this year, but you know, we're going to get away from the past and look towards the future. And that includes...
We're going to the future?
Back to the future.
Whoa.
This includes new music from Ambagazi, who we've played quite a few times on the show. Great band, great guys in that group. And they have a brand new single out. It's actually their second single released this year called Zibe. We're going to be hearing that, as well as some new music in the set from Christian Eastman, Sure, and Laughing, and more. So we're going to get to it here on Revolution Rock.
Oh,
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and we just came back there from a set of some newer music, ending off with another track from the wonderfully executed album, double album, by...
By Cindy Lee. Yeah, it's called Diamond Jubilee, and it's a fantastic listen. Not that you need us to tell you, because it is one of those albums that's getting a lot of praise and a lot of word of mouth, despite the fact that it does not have a physical release, which is crazy after all this time. It's, you know, still being professionally reviewed, and people are coming to it at this point, even though it's been out for the better part of the year now. And it's just a great treasure trove. Every time you get to it, there's just more that's revealed. As Dave was saying, I just wonder how much time was taken with this record, because it sounds so layered, it just sounds so deep. And when you think about the fact that it's a double record, it's even more astounding. Even after all this time, going back to it, I still discover new elements of the album every time I revisit it. So we heard I Have My Doubts by Cindy Lee, again, from the excellent album Diamond Jubilee. And before that, we heard from a newer group that we've been really enjoying, a band called Laughing.
Yeah, it features Josh Salter from Nap Eyes and a few other members from some different bands. And there's a few different singers, I believe, as well in the group. But they have this new album out, which is called Because It's True. And we heard the song Don't Care.
Now, prior to that, our set was a little bit more power poppy, especially with that prior song by Sure. They're a newer group that have an album out titled Whatever You Want, and we heard the track TV from that. And we heard stuff from the solo artist Christian Eastman, who has an album out that's kind of a concept record, a little bit of a play on an old Kinks record, this one called Power Man and Astro Girl. We heard the title track from that one. And we started things off with the latest single from the band Ombagazi. We heard Zibe. And there was another single released earlier this year, so I'm wondering if, much like what we've discussed with Nap Eyes last week, if this might be heading towards a new full-length album release. I'm not quite clear yet. We don't have details indicating that, but hopefully we'll hear some news soon if that is the case.
Yeah, they haven't indicated it, but I do know that the word Zibe it actually means the river in English. I remember reading that. So, really cool stuff. I hope that there is a forthcoming release. Their last one was quite good. And, we're loving the single so far. We're going to end off the show with more music.
Well, usually we do. But this one in particular, new music. Well,
new
more
music?
No, more music. Dave, you're confusing me.
I'm sorry. Okay. Before we do that, we should mention coming up next on CJAM is the Cowboys and Indies radio program. Long-standing show here on the station. Hosted by Mark Casaubon, and a great one at that. And that's coming up right after this program. And there's lots of other shows to take you through the late night hours here on CJAM FM.
Mm-hmm. And as always, we do encourage you to check out the website, revrock.blogspot.com, for more information on the show, the music we play, and the bands that we love. And we're going to end off with a song from On the Beach. We've already talked about this earlier in the program, but it's celebrating 50 years of its release. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest albums by Neil Young, and that's saying something considering how vast his discography is. We're going to hear one of the more haunting songs on this that I love, See the Sky About to Rain. And this was actually a selection you made from this album.
Yeah, this is another one that features Levon Helm on drums, although that's not the reason I picked it. It's one of several longer songs on here, but this one has... I don't know, how would you explain it? It's got like a... some sort of effect on the guitar that's very... it's like tremolo-y almost.
Yeah, it gives a feeling of echo. It gives a feeling of, as per the title of it, you are on a beach and you're kind of just within this vacant space. You can maybe hear sound reverberating off of rocky walls or something, and it does give a feeling of isolation, as a lot of these songs do. It's really profound in that way. And I think the songwriting and production is at one of its highest points on this track. And that's how we want to end off the show. So that's what we're going to do. Remember to tune in next Saturday, if you're in the Windsor, Detroit area, to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. And check your local listings for any other provinces we may be syndicating on to check out when Revolution Rock is on the air.